Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are. It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, we're just a few days away. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Sunday, we take the field with nothing but the NFC Championship game on our mind. Fritzy, get on board or get run over. Holla at you, boy.
Boots to asses on Sunday.
There you go.
Boots to asses.
In the snow and the cold.
Don't get me talking about snow and football.
And the wind.
Yeah. Mm-mm. We don't need the wind.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Maybe Jake will be better in the wind.
Nah, that's not my concern.
What? Oh. Wind won't affect the passes if you don't throw it.
Well, wind won't affect the passes for one of the quarterbacks.
Right. Okay.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
We're not talking about Jalen. We're not talking about Jalen. He's a winner.
We have a big show, as we always do. The great Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3 o'clock to preview the game. B West, the great Brian Westbrook, joins us at 3:30.
He will be here at 3:30.
Yes. Not every Eagles, former Eagles running back calls when they're supposed to, but Brian Westbrook, I'm confident, will. And Mike Mayock will join us at 4 to help preview the game. And as always, at 5 o'clock, we have the top 5 at 5. So we start the show asking, I ask as a favor to you who are listening right now, because I know a lot of times when we have a topic or ask you a question, you maybe say what you think everybody wants to hear you say instead of saying exactly what you feel. So today is a Tell the Truth Thursday. So when you call us at 215-592-9494 at this topic, we are asking you to be honest, 100% honest about your feelings. And here is what you need to be honest about. I was reading around, you know, playoff previews, so on and so forth, and I stumbled onto NFL.com, who has their playoff power rankings. And they ranked the teams remaining and where they think each team ranks in terms of their opportunity to win the Super Bowl. And here's where they had the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, number one, they have the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, they have the Detroit Lions. Then they have the Buffalo Bills. Then they have the Baltimore Ravens. And they have the Eagles, number five. They have the Eagles as the fifth most likely team to win the Super Bowl. So before I reveal on Tell the Truth Thursday where I believe the Eagles are, Ike, where do you think the Eagles are? Remember, you got to be honest today. Tell the truth as to where you believe the Eagles rank in this hierarchy.
Well, first of all, I tell the truth all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's just, I'm just... You know, everybody's got to play by the same rules.
Okay. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
And I'll say, based on where we are right now, I'd probably say no worse than third.
Okay.
Right? You know, you got to take a team out of the AFC. I'd take Kansas City. They're the number one seed. It's going to be difficult for somebody to go into Arrowhead and beat them. That's not Joe Burrow or Tom Brady. And on the NFC side, you know, although I believe the Eagles are slightly better than the Detroit Lions, we don't have home field advantage. So, and I respect the home field advantage, even though I lost two of them, I believe, at home in the NFC Championship.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He went after himself.
Yeah, two time. Or three. I can't even remember. But it is hard to go on the road in that conference title game and win. So you got to take care of business Sunday, and you're going to have a difficult task if Detroit does what they're supposed to do Saturday night. So I would have them just on, if I'm being honest, I would have them behind Detroit and Kansas City as far as favorites to win the Super Bowl.
All right. On Tell the Truth Thursday, I will give you mine. So I have them fourth. I have them fourth. I have the Kansas City Chiefs ahead of them. I have the Detroit Lions ahead of them, both for the reasons you said. And I also have the Buffalo Bills ahead of them. Mm. The reason I have the Bills is quite simply because I trust the quarterback more. There's something about Josh Allen this year where, to me, it feels like it's one of those years for him. And, you know, and the reason I have the Eagles ahead of the Ravens is with my eyes, I've seen the Eagles beat the Baltimore Ravens. So I can think of a game at a neutral site.
Yeah. Where I believe, hell, that was in their building.
Yeah, it was in their building. I think it could happen again. So if I'm telling the truth, I would have the Eagles fourth. Now, I know overall you might say that the Buffalo Bills are not a more talented team than the Philadelphia Eagles, and that I guess that's true. But I think, you know, they were 14-3 in the regular season, just like we were. Mm-hmm. And I think their quarterback is playing at such a high level, which I think is extra important when you get down to those things. You know, our Super Bowl, we had the one that we won, we had incredible performance from Nick Foles. Even the one that we lost, we had an incredible performance from Jalen. And I just like, if I'm being honest, I would put the Bills ahead of the Eagles. So I would have the Eagles fourth. Jack, Tell the Truth Thursday. Where do you have the Eagles in the Super Bowl hierarchy?
And once again, mm-hmm. just like everyone else in this show, mm-hmm. I always tell the truth and nothing but the truth. I'll also ask the callers when I pick up, I say, are you going to tell the truth today?
So okay, yes.
There's no Bible they got to put their hand on, but okay. I'm taking them at their word.
Okay.
So I have the Eagles third. First off, I think they're better than the Chiefs. And I think that we are doing this whole thing where we got to give the Chiefs credit. And while I hear that, I don't think they're that good this year. Like, I don't think Mahomes has been that good this year. I think the defense is really good, but there's been something off about the Chiefs, and they've kind of won a lot of games in a fraudulent way. So I'm putting the Chiefs on fraud watch, okay?
They were 15-2.
Yeah, that's fine.
In an off year.
That's fine.
With a magician at quarterback.
I would be shocked if the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Shocked?
I'd be shocked.
Okay.
I would go Lions, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs. So I have the Eagles third.
You have the Chiefs fourth.
Yeah, take that, Andy. Yeah.
I just know if you get to the Super Bowl and there's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes on the other side, I would be scared. Yeah,
they got to get there first.
But that's a good point. They do have to get there first.
I do. Well, somebody has to go to Kansas City and win.
Yeah, you know who's going to do that?
Yeah, who?
My Bronco. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Oh, is he the new Bronco?
Nah, he's everything.
All right. 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. So when you call us and you tell us, the question is, where do you honestly think the Eagles rank in the NFL in their opportunity to win the Super Bowl? Ike has them third mm-hmm. behind the Chiefs and the Lions. I have them fourth behind the Chiefs, the Lions, the Bills. And Jack also has them third behind the Lions and the Buffalo Bills, and he has them ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs. The thing is about the Chiefs, I'm not putting anybody ahead of the Chiefs until they give me a reason to.
Exactly.
And by the way, they had the best record in the NFL.
Yeah.
The tied for the best record in the NFL. Yeah, so I can't do it.
I don't care how it looks. They just showed you last year they can win with it looking the way it looks like this.
Yes.
They just showed you that.
215-592-9494.
They just showed us that.
So there's certain callers that I worry about telling the truth. And though I respect our leadoff hitter, I'm a little concerned that
he could be a little biased.
Well, he's chest poundy a little bit. So Corey from Columbus, Corey, you're on WIP.
Tell the truth. All I do is tell the truth. Look up my record. My record with stuff I say. I'm barely wrong. See, like y'all's batting average is low. That's why I lead off, because I'm a get on base. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all want me to lead off.
Is it via walk or is it via base hit?
All I know is my batting percentage is like 90%. Rest of y'all, I know. See, we don't got to pull up the receipt. I know somebody had a 10-7. I know somebody had – see, I know somebody wasn't on the Nick Sirianni train. You know what I'm saying? I know – see, people like to amend what they say and make it seem like we forgot –
Real quick, before you give your truth prediction, before the year, because we're checking batting averages, where did you have Jalen ranked in terms of quarterbacks in the NFL?
Oh, I had him top five.
Okay. Do you now?
Hey, can you let me ask you one question?
All right. Okay.
Let me ask you one question.
We can move on. Yeah.
When you look at QBR and passer rating, the two most important stats when it comes to the quarterback, tell me where you rank that. That's all I got to know.
Let me ask you something, Corey. Do you think he's one of the five best quarterbacks? Corey, do you think he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL?
I mean, he's going to show you on Sunday he is.
He's going to tell you on Sunday he is. All right, I'm just the third time.
Oh, he's going to tell you on Sunday he is.
The third time. Do you think he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL?
He's going to show you on Sunday.
Tell the truth Thursday.
It's tell the truth Thursday. Yeah, the guy can't even answer a question.
Yes. I already said yes. You fucked up? Damn.
Sound like a lunatic.
I got the Eagles as the second best team because what would Flair say? What would Flair say? To beat the man. You got to beat the man. You know what I'm saying? And we lost to the man last time we played him. Oh, but it's coming again. Hey, and I'm going to go ahead and put a bold prediction out there. Delegation, yeah. Stand up. We're going to have history on Sunday. We're going to have four brothers in the conference.
In the conference title game?
Four brothers.
Wow.
In the conference.
Let me get this one. Let me see. We got Baltimore, Kansas City. And then or Houston, either one.
And Jaden Daniels.
Oh, hey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Brothers. He's going Jaden Daniels and Jalen. Yes.
Hey, okay. We got four brothers. It's going to be history, and I'm telling the truth. We the second best team. Hold up.
Second best team, but this isn't about who's the best team, right? It's who has the best chance to get to win the Super Bowl. So even if you think the Eagles are a better team than Detroit, Detroit will be at home, did have off last week. You have them ahead of Detroit.
Listen to me. And I'm a religious man.
Yes.
And I'm not being blasphemous, but you know, sometimes they say, you know, he may not come when you want him, but he be there right on time.
Yeah.
Listen, see, a lot of y'all been out here wondering when he's going to show up. It's money time on Sunday, baby. We had the Green Bay Filet last week. Random chops on the grill this week, baby. It's coming. Don't worry about it. Because you see, he you may not think he don't listen, but he listens. We got a big game and on the snow,
Real quick, before we let you go, Corey. So you have them behind the Chiefs, so that you would say the Chiefs have the best chance to win the Super Bowl. So that would mean that you think the Eagles aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
I just say you to beat it, man. You got to beat them.
All right,
man.
Okay.
The best.
All right, okay, fair.
Until we beat them, I can't say we the best yet.
Okay, all right, fair. All right, Corey.
Well, to Corey's point.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the call, Corey.
Jalen ranked 8th in QBR and 6th in quarterback rating.
Which is not top five.
It's not top five, but yeah. I'm just saying. It's not far off from it. You guys started talking like he's in the bottom third of the league.
No, well, I have him 14.
I'm just saying, that's how it sounds like we discuss him, like he's in the bottom third of the league versus being in one of the top third of the league. Right?
Now,
you would agree with that. If I ask you top third or bottom third, where would you go? It's Truthful Thursday.
Top third or bottom third?
Yes.
If those are my only, because my real choice is mid third, but I would say closer to bottom third than top third.
Okay. Bottom third.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I don't know, actually, because if I have him 14, that is closer to top third.
Well, he can't be 14 now. Sure. How could you have other quarterbacks ahead of him who didn't even win or in the playoffs or make the playoffs?
Well, Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs.
Okay, that's the one exception.
Well, I mean,
we already know he's ahead of Jalen. I'm talking about those marginal guys that's in that 8 to 14 range. How many of those guys are absolutely better than Jalen?
Well, as I've said many times, there I don't think there's a lot of absolute in that range. I think in the 7, 8 to 15 range, I think there's
so something has to separate them. And winning has to separate them.
Personal preference separates them.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's up there, and he throws 4 turnovers.
In one game, but in the season, he threw 3 turnovers.
But when the game mattered the most, when he had to be at his best,
this
is what he did.
I'm not a huge Herbert guy. I would still take Herbert over
Herbert. I'm just looking at some of these other guys, and I'm like, he has to be closer to this versus those other guys. Those other guys have to be behind him.
Well, those other guys don't have coaches who are actively trying to not have him do his job, which is what the Eagles do with Jalen Hurts. So it's a different situation. It's a different situation. All right. It always comes back to friggin' Jalen. I just couldn't even escape it.
Well, no, because that's honestly, if you're being honest, that's what has you have them at 4th. It's not the overall Eagles team. It's not the defense. It's not the O-line. It's not the receivers. Well, it's not the running game. It's the quarterback why you have him
Low. Not really, because think about this. I think Jaden Daniels and I think Lamar Jackson are both better than Jalen, but I have the Eagles ahead of both of those teams.
No, but that's because the Eagles team is obviously better. I'm talking about the teams that you have in front of the Eagles.
Yep.
It has to be the quarterback that is separating them.
Well, no. Kansas City Chiefs.
Because the Eagles are a better team than the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs is the quarterback. And it's whatever magic they
have. The Eagles are a better
team
than Buffalo.
As far as talent, total talent,
yes. They're better than, better than Buffalo.
But I said with that, the difference for me is Josh Allen.
Right.
And Detroit, I think Jared Goff is better than Jalen, but not like excessively.
But it's an argument that the Lions are a better team. That's a fair argument.
The reason I have Buffalo ahead of the Eagles is because of the quarterback.
All right, I just wanted to push you a little bit.
All right.
Because, I mean, the Eagles team is a very good team.
It is. That's why we can't.
And that's why we can't allow your thoughts about the quarterback to cloud your judgment about the team. This is a damn good team.
And I think, fourth is only one spot behind where you have them.
Well, no, but my only point is that I think sometimes when we look at the Eagles, we view them through the prism of looking at Jalen versus how good they really are as a team.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's fair. And that's why I have them over teams that I think have better quarterbacks than the Eagles do. 215-592-9494. Jim in Marlton. Tell the truth Thursday. Tell the truth, Jim. Where do you have the Eagles?
I have them second, Spike.
Behind?
And I had behind KC. I mean, of course, you got to beat the king to become the king. And when I look at all the factors, I kind of agree with what Ike just said. I think you're a little bit more skewed towards the Jalen, and I'm looking at the team, the entire team. I mean, where do we rank in defense this entire year? Weren't we first?
Number one.
Yes.
Okay. And don't defenses have a lot to do with winning championships?
So do offenses. When we won the Super Bowl, when we won the Super Bowl in 2018, won the Super Bowl, was that a defensive win or was it an offensive win?
Being honest, on Honest Thursday, it is probably an offensive win.
Well, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, probably. I mean, they put up like 500 yards against us or something. So, it was definitely an offensive win. It's when you want to win the Super Bowl. When you win the Super Bowl, it everyone has to at some point be great. Like, it might not be in that game, but the Eagles' defense, if they weren't as good against the Atlanta Falcons, we're not in the Super Bowl, right? Yep. So like, through the playoffs, it eventually has to be everyone, I think, usually. You know, even the Legion of Boom teams, like, Russell Wilson was really, really good during those and made great plays. So the interesting question to me is why you have them ahead of the Lions, who were 15-2 and have home field advantage and were in the NFC Championship game last year.
I think, Spike, because of them only being in the game these past few years, they don't have a seasoned coach like we do, who's now 500 in the playoffs. He's 3-3. Well, I don't. What is Dan Campbell? Is he 1-1-2 or? Again, I mean, I'm putting a little bit on the coach. The coach has really been a good coach.
He's 2-1.
And we beat the Ravens.
Hold up. Wait, real quick. Dan Campbell's 2-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah, because he had to win two last year.
Yeah, so he's 2-1 in the playoffs, and I guess I would say Nick Sirianni got to the Super Bowl as an 0-1 playoff coach going into that year. So I hear what you're saying, but it's not like Dan Campbell's some idiot, and we got to the Super Bowl with Doug Peterson, who had not won a playoff game as a head coach when he won the Super Bowl. We got to the Super Bowl with Nick Sirianni, who coming into that year was 0-1 in the playoffs. So Nick Sirianni has more playoff experience than Dan Campbell, but Dan Campbell is not like some 28-year-old who woke up, you know.
And in addition, Spike, we did beat the Ravens this year, the team that you have ahead of us.
No, I have the Eagles ahead of the Ravens. I do.
Oh, okay.
I have the Bills ahead.
I enjoy listening to you. Have a great afternoon and go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Thank you, Jim. To me, it's like, I think there's going to be, most people are going to have Kansas City up there. To me, it's about the other teams. Jack is the outlier on KC.
Yep.
And I feel like you're tempting fate. I appreciate the take. I wonder if we put you on the the lie detector.
But it's Tell the Truth Thursday, so you don't need to worry about the lie detector. I've been anti-KC this entire year.
Okay, so yeah. So if just to lay this out, if the Eagles play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, you would feel like the Eagles would win that game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the Chiefs are making this Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. And I would say this, because since we're being, it's a truthful Thursday.
Yes.
If Jalen in the passing game were playing at a higher level right now, they would be the number one team in football.
By far.
Without question.
Without question.
They would be the number one team in football. Some would argue, Spike, when we talk about the Lions, just take a minute to digest this real quick.
Okay.
I look back at their record, their schedule. Most impressive wins have come against the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. Could it be that their division is a little overrated? If you watch what happened with Green Bay this past weekend, what happened with Minnesota, I mean, I'm looking at the Lions' schedule. They beat the Rams in overtime the first week of the season.
Okay, first
game of the season. They beat the Rams in overtime. After that, I mean, again, you got to go. Well,
they beat the Texans.
After Jared Goff threw five interceptions against them.
Yeah.
And you look
and
at
they
the
lost
rest
to the Bills.
You look at the rest of their schedule. They don't have the impressive wins on their schedule except for their own division. And could we have overrated? We thought their division was the best division in football. The two teams that played this weekend from that division looked like they were completely outclassed. Packers and Vikings.
Yeah, it's a good point. They also didn't. It's not like they have losses to, like, they lost to the Bills in a shootout, which I think, no, they lost at home for sure.
It's no problem losing to the Bills. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's not like they dominated a bunch of good teams all year, that when they've been pushed with teams, they've shown that they can be beaten.
Yeah, I still think going through an NFL season, maybe
Well, Minnesota just went 14-3.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is going through an NFL season in that division, even if it's a little overrated, is still a better division than most divisions. Better than the NFC East. It's better than the NFC West. It's better than the NFC South.
I don't know. Is Washington better than the Vikings and Green Bay?
Well, but there's only one Washington, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but they have there's two other really good teams in that division that they have to play.
What's Green Bay's most impressive win this year?
Well,
they didn't have any. All I'm saying, I've been more impressed with what Washington has done with lesser talent and a rookie quarterback than what Minnesota and Green Bay has done as a team.
If Detroit didn't have the year before it, I would be.
I'm not saying they're not a good team. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not a good team. I'm just saying we almost assume that they're unbeatable, like they're this juggernaut. And I'm just saying, when they have faced quality opponents, they've had to win shootouts.
Sure.
And it's not like they've dominated those opponents.
Yeah.
So when I look at the Eagles, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I may have us at number two or number one.
Wow, it only.
Because Zach's already convinced me that the Eagles are better than the Chiefs. All I needed was a little bit of convincing.
Yeah, it's 22 minutes.
Yep. You seen that Chiefs team?
I have seen it.
At one point, the fraudulence has to run out.
Stop calling them frauds.
They're
not frauds. I'm not going that far with them.
Somebody save this
but
audio.
But I mean, the Eagles are a damn good football
team.
They're
the best overall team in football, minus the quarterback.
All right. It's time.
But they are. I mean, they are.
But that's what everybody looks at, though. It is.
That's the only reason the Bills are ahead of the Eagles, the only reason the Lions, and the only reason the Chiefs. That's it.
So it's
the Truthful Thursday.
Thursday. The NFL.com has the Eagles as the fifth most likely team to
win
the Super
ridiculous.
Bowl.
Once again, hates Philadelphia.
When you call us and you tell us where you think the Eagles rank, you have to be truthful about it. Now, speaking of truth, A.J. Brown, pretty much always truthful. A.J. Brown talked a little bit after practice yesterday and maybe said something that was truthful, and we will talk about it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.